This week on a special episode of WebMD's Health Discovered podcast, we're taking a closer look at a common form of lung cancer that accounts for 85% of all cases.
When I first heard the words, "you have lung cancer," I was in shock.
It's a diagnosis that changes everything. So what does it really mean to advocate for yourself when you're living with non-small cell lung cancer? Listen to Health Discovered on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Spring into deals for seasonal savings. Shop select 1-pint annuals for just $1. Plus, get a free additional Cobalt 40-volt 2-amp-hour battery when you buy a select Cobalt 40-volt trimmer and blower combo kit. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid to 5/6. Annuals offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on Silver Drive in Columbus.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
The weather in Central Ohio just got better, and so should your loan rate. CME Federal Credit Union wants to try to beat your current loan rate by 2% on autos and toys. Plus, enjoy no payments for 90 days on car loans and no payments for 60 days on motorcycles, boats, and more. With car rates as low as 4.99% APR and toy rates starting at 6.5% APR, it's the perfect time to save. Apply today at cmefcu.org. Terms apply. Minimum floor rates 4.99% APR cars, 6.5% APR other vehicles. Federally insured by NCUA.
Today on The Grave Talks, part two of When the Footsteps Stop, a conversation with author Paul Ost. Can you share the story about seeing your friend Jimmy?
That is kind of a tough one, but yeah. Really good friend of mine who I knew from Kansas City that had work out in Colorado Springs where I was living at the time. And I knew he had been not well, so it was not a surprise. And I just want to share that. It's not like I didn't know that he wasn't well, but I had just left my mom's house and I was driving back to my apartment and I was stopped at a light. And for whatever reason, I looked up and a car had turned and pulled alongside me. And I looked over and it was Jimmy. And I'm thinking to myself, what is he doing out here? And why didn't he call me? Mm-hmm. And I just was so sure it was him. And for whatever reason, you know, within a minute or two, I realized I had forgotten something back at my mom's house. And I drove back to her house and the phone rang. It was my sister. And she had known Jimmy as well in Kansas City. And she called and just, she talked to my mom for a second, and my mom handed the phone to me. And my sister, Kathy, just said, did you hear the news? And I said, what news? And she said, Jimmy died this morning. And I just took the wind out of me. I just remember saying, there's no way. I just saw him. He's not here for work. I literally just saw him, you know, 15 minutes ago driving down the road. I never was able to explain that. And I'll never be convinced that he didn't come back somehow to let me know that he was gone. But that's the story about Jim.
That it was so real that you're like, he didn't even call me and he's in town. You know, I've got to find him. We need to get together sort of feeling. That's how real
it
was.
I was mad. I'll be honest. I was so mad at him. It's like, why is he doing here without calling me? Because he had always called me when he was in town. And I remember being upset about it, you know, driving back to my mom's, just thinking, I can't believe he didn't call me.
Which, speaking of phone calls, that was kind of interesting timing.
Sorry, I know it. I know. I meant to turn that off.
That's
sorry
okay. That made me laugh because I'm like, that is kind of perfect timing.
Perfect timing. And that would be something Jimmy would do. He was a practical joker. And again, I can't explain it, and I will never be convinced that that wasn't him that day.
Oh, 100% that was him.
Yeah.
And if he had been sick, now you see him, he's driving a car and he's here for work, so he's okay.
Yeah, and all of that just filtered through my head, and yeah, I miss him greatly, and I just, looking back at it, this would be something that he would do. It just, I'm needing to say goodbye or hello or a combo of both, and that's what I'm going to do, and that's what he did.
Did it take quite a while for you, because you have embraced your gifts now, but to be able to trust it and not go, that dismiss it as just a dream, or obviously I didn't see Jimmy. It must have been something else, a guy who looked like Jimmy. And even if that was the case, how weird would that be? But did it take you quite a while to embrace that and understand that you did have a gift?
I think I even struggled with that to this day. There are times that I second guess myself. I think as I've gotten older, I've become more secure in knowing that I have this gift. But again, going back to those datebooks and journals, I rarely remember things that have happened. And so while writing this book, I've reached out to family members and close friends to say, oh, do you remember this? And then they are the ones who said, oh, but that's part of the story, but here's the rest of the story, and have filled in some of the blanks. So back to your question, yeah, I don't know if I ever will get to be 100% secure in what I do, just because it's unknown, I guess. And I don't know if some of the things that I see or I hear have ultimately come true. So there's always that bit of an unknown for me.
I've always thought it would be difficult, like the situation with you at work and your coworker and the dream that you had. There's got to be a reservation frequently that's like, either they're going to think I'm crazy, or maybe this is just nothing other than a weird dream I had. Should I open my mouth? And then, you know, you risk being judged.
Right.
How hard is that to trust it?
It can be difficult. I have found in recently that I need to follow my gut. And I have decided that it's not wise for me to hold back. So if something I think may impact this person, whether I know them or not, I'm going to do my best to give them a heads up. And so I think I have found myself engaging with people that I might run into in a bar that I don't know from Adam, but I sense something, I'll pull them aside and say, this might sound weird. And, you know, you take it face value, but this is something that's going on. And I've met a couple of my very close friends that I call among my dearest friends. I've met through saying, oh my gosh, I need to do a reading for you, or I'm sensing something about your life or partner's life or your job or whatever the case may be. And can we just spend like 10 minutes and let me just throw something out at you? So maybe not 100% confident in everything that I do, but I'm much more confident than I was 10 years ago.
And you picked up some tools, I think, when you were pretty young, divining rods and tarot cards. Do you still use them?
I do. But I've kind of moved away from them. So this might be difficult to understand, but again, I would sense things from a very young age, and I would see visions or hear things that made me again question, is this really what's going on? Is this real or not? And more times than not, it was real, and things happened the way that I thought they were going to, or the way that I was shown. I was reluctant to go up to people and say, hey, this is what I see, because there's nothing to back it up. And I got into tarot because I would have something physical to show somebody. And I tell people when I do tarot readings, you know, each card has a meaning, and there's booklets that usually come along with the deck of cards. And I've always ignored that booklet because I still sense or see what I see, but I was using the cards and or the dowsing rods as a way to comfort myself, so to speak. Mm-hmm. It was kind of like a security blanket so that when I saw things, I could say, well, this is the cards are telling me this. It's, you know, I'm not just getting this out of thin air. So I don't know if that makes sense, but I've kind of moved away from using them. I will do the do dowsing rods or tarot cards anytime anybody asks. But most of the time when I do readings where I sense things, it just comes out of the blue. And it's intense enough for me to write, note, and you know, come up with what's being shared with me.
You kind of start off in the book about going to I don't know if it was a metaphysical fair at a theater, and you found someone to read your palm, and she's like,
Yeah.
I thought that was interesting.
That was like the first time that I thought, all right, you are normal. You're not the only person that is experiencing these things or seeing these things. But yeah, I had just bought the tarot cards and really didn't know what I was doing, again, because I kept on sensing and seeing things, whether the cards told me one thing or another. But I went to a metaphysical fair in Colorado Springs and just was walking around thinking, you know, this person's not going to be a match for me. I think this person's kind of a fake or whatever. But this one young woman, I just had a very strong sense about her. And so I signed up and I never had my palm read. Got to meet her, sat down and opened my palm. And she just looked at my palm and looked at me and said, there's nothing I can tell you. You have pretty much all the answers. You have more power than I do. And then she just proceeded to tell me some of the things that had been happening in my life up until that, including the soldier. She knew about the soldier without me saying a word about it. So it was just very compelling. And that was my first dose of confidence, was from that meeting. And that really set me on my journey.
Because you have embraced doing readings for people.
It's weird. I've done dozens and dozens of them, but only really for select people through the years. This book really is my proverbial dipping the toe into the water. If you asked my friends today, did you know Paul did this? I would say 90% of them would say, heck no, I had no idea. And so it's really kind of come full circle to where I was in terms of not wanting to share. And now I do want to share, and I do want to try to help and do readings or whatever I can do to, you know, help friends or friends of friends to navigate what they're going through.
And I think as you work through your gifts and the things that happen to you and sharing with other people, it does help to kind of hone your own skills. Like when you share something with someone and it's like you're spot on, it's like, okay, now I know how to read that or how to interpret that. Because I think it would come to everyone differently.
Right. And, you know, when you go through a reading, I'm hoping some of your listeners have done that. But when you go through a reading, you don't necessarily get answers in that moment. In other words, there might be things that aren't fully realized or may be coming in your near future, or maybe happened in the recent past and you've buried it or neglected to address it. It really just kind of boils down to being open to whatever kind of is coming through and making a decision whether you want to act on it or not.
Well, and that's the thing. I think a lot of times people have in their heads how the reading is going to go, because maybe a lot of times it's a grief situation and they want to connect with that loved one. But you don't always have control over what comes through. You have no control. You know, whatever's going to come through is what comes through.
Right. And I try to preface that whenever I do a reading. And since I started writing this book, you know, I've shared with a few friends that I do this. And so the number of readings that I have been doing has substantially increased here in the last 6 or so months. But yeah, whether it's the first time meeting somebody or it's somebody I've known for 20 years, I always preface my readings by saying, I'm not sure what will come through, if anything comes through. And, you know, I tend to jot notes and scribble and doodle during readings. And a lot of these things, they don't mean anything to me. And I just want to make sure that people understand that sometimes when you're working with the psychic, the things may not make sense today. Mm-hmm. It may be, you may need some time for reflection, I guess is what I'm trying to get to really digest what's been shared.
Very much so. I absolutely agree with that. Now, do you still have paranormal experiences on a rather regular basis?
Very regular basis, yes. In fact, just the other day, I've started the second book and was typing out a story about somebody I recently read where there was death around this person. And once I let this energy come in to my house, I did the reading at my house, that energy kind of hangs around. There's some residual energy left. And I was sitting here typing and just working. All of a sudden, this little desk fan that I have on my desk that is push-button operated went off. The only way it goes off is if it's been pushed. And I'm sitting there, and it just went off. And again, I was just typing about these two younger men that had perished in a pretty horrific accident. And I think there was just a little residual energy to let me know that, hey, we're still around and, you know, we're kind of smart alecks and we're going to play little tricks on you. And so that just happened. I think that was last Friday or Saturday that happened while I was working.
And in the book, you talk about your partner, both of you having experiences in the same house. So is that kind of validating when someone else you're with, or someone else who might even be over just to visit, has an experience too? So you go, okay, I'm not crazy. It kind of confirms it.
Absolutely. And several friends of mine and my partner as well have experienced things around me or experienced things while in the houses or apartments that I've lived. So this isn't just me. And luckily I've had witnesses to some of this stuff. And so, yeah, it validates me. Again, gets me that boost of confidence that I need. And it just allows me to kind of move forward and be open to new other things.
And as you've gotten older and you had conversations with your mother, I'm assuming with your siblings, do you kind of see it differently? And going through this process of writing a book, do you see it differently now at your age to see kind of where it started and where it is? Do you see kind of the through line in your life?
Yeah, I think it's definitely linear. And I would never have guessed that going through it, that it was linear, because it just seemed like ebb and flow and shocking things happened and quiet times would occur. But now looking back, yeah, it just seems this all makes sense. And what makes that compelling, especially from a childhood perspective, Facebook is wonderful in terms of being able to reach out to people you haven't seen and, you know, talk with in years. But there have been several childhood kids that grew up on the same street that I did that have reached out knowing that I was writing this book. And they've shared the same types of stories where footsteps happened in their house and they weren't quite sure how that happened. So there was definitely a start, and I was there for a reason. There is in the house in Waldo, and that's led me to where I am today and being able to be open to these gifts that I'm fortunate enough to have.
That's interesting that other kids in that neighborhood, in their houses, they were having similar experiences.
Absolutely. There's one young woman that I think of specifically who reached out to me immediately after I posted something on Facebook saying, hey, I'm writing this book. And we've probably talked for an hour. I probably have not talked to her since the 1970s, but we talked for almost an hour about experiences we each had in our respective houses. And we were in each other's houses as kids, you know, neighborhood kids playing and running out of houses, getting water or whatever. But yeah, so she shared a story, and it's almost exactly like my story about hearing footsteps. She had a different opinion of what she thought it might be, a different person. But, you know, I shared some of the work that I had done in terms of the history in Kansas City and told her I was convinced that some of the activity on our block was related to an actual battle or skirmish that happened in our neighborhood 60 to 70 years before those houses were built.
You'd have to wonder if that activity is still going on in the neighborhood.
I wouldn't doubt it. And there, believe me, there have been times that I've wanted to ring the doorbell in the house that I grew up in and ask. I don't, because again, I think some things are attached to me, and you know, I don't know if other things may be attached to other people or other locations, but I can't imagine that there aren't residents in that neighborhood that have experienced the same things I have, you know, 50 to 60 years later.
Do you still ever feel or see that Civil War soldier around you?
It has been a long while since I've seen him. I kind of resolved myself to pinning a couple different types of things to him, if that makes sense. So if I see I have issues with doors opening and closing. That's always been kind of a fact of life for me, unfortunately, no matter where I've lived. So I think that that's him. And so, for instance, if I see this door opening when it shouldn't have been opened or it's closing, I chalk it up to him. And so there are certain things that I just, in my mind, I think that's him. He doesn't necessarily need to show himself. I think he just lets me know he's still around by doing these little acts.
You mentioned writing another book. What will that book be about? Is it kind of a continuation of your story?
It's going to be a continuation of the story. This initial book was only supposed to be about 20 chapters, and I think we ended up with 58, just because so many people came forward with other stories about their experiences with me that I had forgotten. So it's going to be a continuation, and I'm going to dive a little bit more into what it's like being a psychic and doing readings. And for instance, having that residual kind of energy hanging around and how one deals with that. So I've started it, and I'm not sure if it will take a different angle, but I'm going to try to focus on some more of these stories.
Well, that's the thing, you never know when you get to writing. Sometimes it just takes off in its own direction that you didn't really intend. Like the current book, you weren't planning on it being that many chapters.
Absolutely. And I went into this thinking I'm writing some stories for my nephews and nieces who have heard these and many times were in the house when things happened. And my intent was just to leave that kind of history behind with them so that they could refer to it in the future when they're, you know, raising their own kids. So I had no intention of this to be so big. And it's kind of surprising in a way. But it's also reaffirming and meaningful to me just because I spent so many years hiding this away.
Right. Where is the best place to get more information on the book, buy the book, get more information about you? Is that your website?
It is. It is my website, and it's prostreadings.com.
And I can put a link on the show notes so you can easily click there too. But you could buy the book through the website?
Absolutely. The book will be available July 9th. And they can go on the website and either reach out to me or hit the buy the book. if people are in the Denver or Kansas City area, I'm happy to swing by and drop off books if people are interested in chatting with me about their own experiences. I'm happy to listen.
I'm not that far away, Paul. You could swing into Wichita.
There you go.
Sign one for
me. It's a fabulous town. I love Wichita.
It's really nice too.
I'll have to get down there as well.
Did it feel pretty awesome? Have you actually held the book in your hands yet?
I have not.
Oh, you haven't had that feeling yet.
No, my nephew has had that luxury. He's shown me pictures and has opened up a couple pages and snapped pictures for me. But I should have a copy in hand here within the next couple of days. But just even seeing a book with my name on it is pretty mind-blowing.
It has to be. And especially when, you know, I'm just jotting some stuff down for my nieces and nephews. They've heard these stories their whole lives. And to see it in a book form would have to be a really wonderful feeling, I would think.
I'm ecstatic. And I certainly appreciate the opportunity that you've provided me. And I thank you for reading the book yourself. I think it means a lot to have people interested in this.
Now, the next question is, when the next book is finished, will you come back and talk about that one?
I would love to. Yes. Hit me up anytime. I'll even come to Wichita next time.
We can do it in person.
There you go.
Or I will meet you in Kansas City because I love that town.
Well, and I'd be happy to kind of show you around as well.
That would be so fun.
Where some of the stories happened.
Well, because as I was reading the book, I'm seeing it all in my mind. And so that's what was cool, too. Because I'm seeing Union Station, the cemetery, all of that.
And that was my intent. I think Kansas City, and maybe it's not Kansas City, but I think sometimes the Midwest gets a bum rap. And so I really wanted to paint a picture as I wrote this so that people could really see what Kansas City was like and is like today. So I appreciate you mentioning that. That was definitely intended.
I would say to anyone who has never been to Kansas City, it's definitely worth a trip. It is a wonderful city.
I echo that 100%.
Paul, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to me and congratulations on the book.
Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it. Thank you so much.
And that wraps up our conversation with Paul Ost about his new book, When the Footsteps Stop. Get more information at his website, prostreadings.com. And you can also find that link in our show notes. If you'd like access to all of our episodes, including the archive and advance episodes without the commercials, then become a Gravekeeper. Sign up on Apple Podcasts where you can try it for 3 days free. You can also sign up at patreon.com/thegravetalks. I'm Carol Hughes, and for all of us here at The Grave Talks, thank you so much for listening.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
The weather in Central Ohio just got better, so why shouldn't your loan rate? CME Federal Credit Union wants to try to beat your current loan rate by 2% on autos and toys. Plus, enjoy no payments for 90 days on car loans and no payments for 60 days on motorcycles, boats, and more. With car rates as low as 4.99% APR and toy rates starting at 6.5% APR, it's the perfect time to save. Apply today at cmefcu.org.
Terms apply. Minimum floor rates 4.99% APR cars, 6.50% APR other vehicles. Federally insured by NCUA. Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are,
and that's who we care about.
Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino's the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
The weather in Central Ohio just got better, and so should your loan rate. CME Federal Credit Union wants to try to beat your current loan rate by 2% on autos and toys. Plus, enjoy no payments for 90 days on car loans and no payments for 60 days on motorcycles, boats, and more. With car rates as low as 4.99% APR and toy rates starting at 6.5% APR, it's the perfect time to save. Apply today at CMEFCU.org. Terms apply. Minimum floor rates 4.99% APR cars, 6.5% APR other vehicles. Federally insured by NCUA.
John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spend on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily, and the best part, guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto, America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
The weather in Central Ohio just got better, so why shouldn't your loan rate? CME Federal Credit Union wants to try to beat your current loan rate by 2% on autos and toys. Plus, enjoy no payments for 90 days on car loans and no payments for 60 days on motorcycles, boats, and more. With car rates as low as 4.99% APR and toy rates starting at 6.5% APR, it's the perfect time to save. Apply today at CMEFCU.org.
Terms apply. Minimum floor rates, 4.99% APR cars, 6.50% APR other vehicles. Federally insured by NCUA.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
The weather in Central Ohio just got better, so why shouldn't your loan rate? CME Federal Credit Union wants to try to beat your current loan rate by 2% on autos and toys. Plus, enjoy no payments for 90 days on car loans and no payments for 60 days on motorcycles, boats, and more. With car rates as low as 4.99% APR and toy rates starting at 6.5% APR, it's the perfect time to save. Apply today at CMEFCU.org.
Terms apply. Minimum floor rates, 4.99% APR cars, 6.50% APR other vehicles. Federally insured by NCUA.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
At Audi Columbus, luxury meets convenience. Family-owned since 1897, we've built our reputation on trust, transparency, and innovation. Browse our selection online and complete your purchase from home. Then, simply stop by to pick up your keys.
Drive home a new 2025 Audi Q5 for $559 for 39 months with $49.99 due at signing.
The next generation shops online. Experience the future with us at AudiColumbus.com. Buyers Auto, driving the next generation of buyers.
See dealer for details. Offer ends 4/30/26.
John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spend on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily, and the best part, guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto, America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
At Audi Columbus, luxury meets convenience. Family-owned since 1897, we've built our reputation on trust, transparency, and innovation. Browse our selection online and complete your purchase from home. Then, simply stop by to pick up your keys.
Drive home a new 2025 Audi Q5 for $559 for 39 months with $49.99 due at signing.
The next generation shops online. Experience the future with us at AudiColumbus.com. Byers Auto, driving the next generation of buyers.
See dealer for details. Offer ends 4/30/26.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
At Audi Columbus, luxury meets convenience. Family-owned since 1897, we've built our reputation on trust, transparency, and innovation. Browse our selection online and complete your purchase from home. Then, simply stop by to pick up your keys.
Drive home a new 2025 Audi Q5 for $559 for 39 months with $49.99 due at signing.
The next generation shops online. Experience the future with us at AudiColumbus.com. Byers Auto, driving the next generation of buyers.
See dealer for details. Offer ends 4/30/26.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
At Audi Columbus, luxury meets convenience. Family-owned since 1897, we've built our reputation on trust, transparency, and innovation. Browse our selection online and complete your purchase from home. Then, simply stop by to pick up your keys.
Drive home a new 2025 Audi Q5 for $559 for 39 months with $49.99 due at signing.
The next generation shops online. Experience the future with us at AudiColumbus.com. Byers Auto, driving the next generation of buyers.
See dealer for details. Offer ends 4/30/26.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Moto Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino's the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino, America's social.
Lots of places can expose you to identity theft. That's why LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. If we find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, we alert you right away, all through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Save up to 40% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
At Audi Columbus, luxury meets convenience. Family-owned since 1897, we've built our reputation on trust, transparency, and innovation. Browse our selection online and complete your purchase from home. Then, simply stop by to pick up your keys.
Drive home a new 2025 Audi Q5 for $559 for 39 months with $49.99 due at signing.
The next generation shops online. Experience the future with us at AudiColumbus.com. Byers Auto, driving the next generation of buyers.
See dealer for details. Offer ends 4/30/26.